Well, welcome to the online version of Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. What a joy it is to be able to come and share my thoughts as we come to this special time of the year we call Christmas, when God humbled himself to come into this world through the birth canal as a little baby. And why would he do that? Because he wanted to understand his creation better. And he figured that the only way he could understand his creation better is to come and be born into this world like you and I are, to experience everything that we experience. What a better way to be able to communicate with his creation, the hope. But I was looking in the United Methodist hymnal. This time of year we sing a lot of these hymns. In 234 of the hymnal, a song that we're very familiar with, it says, "Oh, come all ye faithful." And I didn't realize it, maybe I did, but I forgot. There's six verses to this hymn. I'm going to share the with you. Not going to sing it. I'll save you of that. "Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be given all glory. Given word of the Father, now appearing in the flesh." Wow, that's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. But did you know, it might have been, and we weren't there, we have to just sort of in our mind's eye picture what it was like there in that particular time on earth there in the Middle East, in a little place called Israel, and then in a town called Bethlehem, where you have these two young people. They're walking along, and then an angel comes and announces things to them. Maybe that's what the angel had announced. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I think it is what Mary and Joseph had embraced. And I think that we likewise ought to embrace this wonderful, extraordinary, peace-giving good news as well. So much bad news in the world, we need to embrace the good news. And may we respond to the following Christmas announcements, which celebrates eternity's great invitation, with the same openness that maybe Mary and Joseph responded to about when they were given the notice about Jesus' birth. A few little segments of that wonderful hymn, "O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come to Bethlehem, come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, let us come and adore him, Christ the Lord." Wow, that's a beautiful, beautiful part as we can reflect on to the Christmas story, because it's coming upon us very fast. Friday, Christmas Eve, Saturday, Christmas Day. In Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, it says that Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the family of David, and in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child, while they were there, the days completed for her to give birth. And as she gave birth to her firstborn son, she wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. So as we get closer and closer to the time that we celebrate Christmas, and as we arrive to that wonderful special day that we recognize as Jesus' birthday, isn't it probably one of the most wonderful time of the year? You notice around everybody seems to be in a good mood at Christmas time, although Christmas can also have challenges with people because it's not always a joyous time in their life. But there is joy knowing that we have a God that loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. And it's a message that we as Christians need to share about this wonderful time of year, with the hope and the joy and the peace that we receive by having a relationship with God through Christ. So it's time that we think about all these things and happening around. And overnight happening, a sudden intervention, of the coming of Messiah when eternity is in the making and coming to us. In the fullness of time, it says in Galatians 4:4. So we have a lot to think about. We have a lot to be thankful for. But it is an extraordinary thing for us to consider that the timeless one, who for all eternity existed outside the realm of time, you think about that, that would enter into time in the fullness of time to bring eternity to us. That's the hope of Christmas. That's the hope of God loving us so much, sending His Son as He came into this world and grew up in wisdom and stature and experienced everything that we experience. Wow, what a wonderful thing for God to love us so much that He went through all the things that we go through up to and including death. But this is the Christmas story. But as we have seen, it is not just a dot on a line, it's the line itself. The story that reaches back into eternity past to show the plans and the purpose of God the Father and God the Son, and then also reveal to us God the Holy Spirit. And it reaches forward to the cross and to the resurrection, and more importantly, it goes into eternity future. That's why we have the blessed hope. Without the blessed hope that we have in Christ, we'd all be miserable. I like to use that analogy of Romans 7 when Paul said, if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God for the death, the burial, and the resurrection. We have hope. Hope in eternity. Wow. But one day, is inescapable reference to time, there will be no more time because the eternal hero will have come. Jesus is my hero, and I hope and pray He's your hero. But on that day when we realize that for which we were created, now you know that most of you know me, know I like the book of Ecclesiastes. And Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, He, being God, also set eternity in their hearts. And the long desires of our hearts will be finally realized. But in the meantime, we have to live this day-to-day thing and by His grace. C.S. Lewis, one of the most beautiful writers of Christian allegories and different things, was an atheist at one time, and he come to having a relationship with the living God through Christ. And he's wrote a lot of wonderful things, and he said this in one of his writings: the future is something which everyone reaches at the rate of 60 minutes an hour, and whenever they do, whoever he is will be time of eternity. You see, those days and hours and months and years all point to Jesus and to eternity. He came to purchase our sense, and anticipation and expectation grows as we go closer to Him and to the promise of eternity. And as we anticipate and celebrate this most wonderful time of the year, let us reflect that it's not only a personal gift for us, but it's a gift for everybody. And just hope and pray that we can share this time of the year with others. We will be having a Christmas Eve service on the 24th. Hope and pray that you can come to be a part of it. We've been having a lot of people coming to church. The attendance keeps getting better and better, and the COVID thing seems to be slowly going the other way. And it's just like other things in this life, you know, we're not going to be able to conquer COVID, I don't think, but we haven't conquered the common cold either. A lot of things in this life we haven't conquered, and sometimes we just need to learn to live with it or live around it, pay attention to our health issues, have a good doctor that we see on a periodic basis, and just do the best that we can. Because I was looking on my arm, and I looked over in the other arm. You know what I did not see? You know, you go to the store and you buy a quart of milk and they give you an expiration date because after a while it gets sour and you have to throw it away. We, not only me, but we do not have an expiration date. Isn't that cool? So in this life, and Jesus said he came that we can have life more abundantly. Enjoy life, even with all its challenges and family and friends that we gather at this particular time of the year to celebrate the most beautiful gift that anyone can ever receive, and that's Jesus Christ. And with that, when we accept him into our heart, we also receive the gift of eternal life. This is a wonderful time of the year. It's a time of joy. And it's the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Amen. Now we have a lot of prayer requests. And there's always things that we talk about at church. And people lift up prayers. And sometimes there's prayers lifted up verbally. And sometimes we know that people have prayers in their heart. And they don't lift them up, but we also know that those prayers can be brought to the throne of grace, just like all of them. So we want to let you know that we pray for you and we pray with you, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. Just know this little church called Bethel United Methodist Church is a church filled with the grace and love of the Holy Spirit and is a praying church. When Jesus was with the disciples, and at the end of the day, they would always get together and they'd talk because they walked everywhere they went. And they were tired, so they stopped and built a little fire and cooked some dinner and talked. And then when all that was getting close to the end, Jesus would disappear. And when he would come back, they would say, "Lord, what do you do when you go off by yourself?" Well, he said, "You know, I am God. I'm in this fleshly body, just like you guys. And I get tired, and I get hungry, but I also need to talk to the Father." Talk to the Father? Yeah. Is that something that we can do? "Oh, yeah," he said, "you sure can. I'm going to give you this little prayer for your model prayer to line up with as you pray." Let's do that prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And if we don't see you or talk to you sometime this week, just know that we wish you a merry, merry Christmas in Jesus' precious name. Amen.